Today's the first day of the new virtual lobby system for MIQ bookings. How did it go? Joining me now is Kiwi software and product leader Ryan Doger, who's spent more than 25 years working in the software industry and has some thoughts on the new system. Hi there, Ryan.
How's it going?
Good. Thanks for your time today. Pretty interesting, eh? A lot of people were watching today to see how this would go down. Can you give people a reminder of how the new system works?
Yeah, so essentially what happens is you check into the lobby, and I had first-hand experience of this morning myself, and there's around about 25,000 odd people in there. From there, you get picked at random, so think of it as a lottery-based system, and then put in an ordered queue based on that random assignment. And then they eat down on that order queue, and if you're one of the lucky ones, you're in the first 3,000 or so, and you get your opportunity to book a room. If you're not, you get told, hey, come back again into the lobby next time around, and the lottery starts all over again. So you essentially lose your place in the queue.
Yeah, somebody reports that their partner, who is currently in England, was number 27,300. So obviously it went past 25,000 for, as you say, 3,000 or 4,000 odd rooms. The advantage was said to be that it wasn't a race, right? It was more of a lottery. As someone with a background in software yourself and a good brain for this sort of stuff, do you approve of that change?
Yeah, I can see what they were trying to do, because the old system clearly wasn't fair, right? It favored people who were sitting at a computer, could figure out how to click the button fast enough, or perhaps leverage the bots that have been shared around. I found myself in that position of being able to click refresh enough times that I actually got my own slot in MIQ to come home. However, what they've done is they've overcorrected in this pursuit of, I guess, fairness or chance. And they're missing the point that the real solution to this problem that everybody, I think, knows, that no one seems to be talking about, is just an orderly queue, right? You turn up, you take your place in the line, and you progress through the line, and you can see how many people are in front of you. And eventually, you know that you'll get to the front, and it'll be your chance to come back to the country.
But how does that work if there's 27,000 people on the queue and only 3,000 rooms?
Well, what happens is it takes a bit of time and patience. So there are 3,000 rooms at the moment, and there's, I think, a capacity of around 4,000 to 4,500 at any given point in time that get released every few weeks as people come through the system. And so essentially what you can imagine is 27,000 people turn up, they get put in a queue, and this is where you could put them in there at random the first time around, but then the queue persists. And so as new rooms become available, you take the next 3,000 off the front of the queue and the next 3,000 off the front of the queue. And software, we call it a first in, first out queue. And you can play around, you can have different priorities based on, now, folks who need to get home for extenuating circumstances, or first-time returnees versus repeat returnees and the likes. But you're essentially just constantly processing that queue with every new tranche of rooms that become available.
Okay. The difference with that would be that as of today, those 27,000 people are all turfed out of the lobby again now, right? And it happens again whenever it is, in a couple of weeks' time, and they all start again. Whereas you're saying if they kept their queue number this time, they would at least have the certainty that they were making progress. And if you're at number 8,000 today, you knew you weren't going to be back at number 27,000 in 2 weeks, you would know that you would be somewhere up like 5,000. Am I understanding you right?
Correct. I think, you know, what everyone, myself included, has been looking for is some predictability or something, some certainty that you can plan around. And if you're in that queue and there are statistics about how fast that queue is processing, you'll have a rough idea. Maybe it's 3 months, maybe it's 6 months, but at least then you know. Whereas right now, it's chance. And as I say, I think the quote that I saw earlier from Megan Main, who's the joint head in MIQ, was, said this is not a first in, first serve model. I'd ask, why not? And she says, it doesn't matter. It's about everyone having an equal chance. But the problem is, in this case, chance is not fair, right? Chance is like a lottery. And you can imagine a situation now where there may be people, someone out there will never get through under this system. And some people might get through multiple times. I was talking to my wife earlier. It's a bit like turning up to Rainbow's End and you desperately want to go on the pirate ship, right? So you wait in line and you get processed. And if you want to ride again, you go to the back of the line. This would be more like turning up and there's a giant mosh pit, and the person that is running the ride just picks people at random, and each new time people come back through again and get picked at random, and you may go home at the end of the day without a ride. And what should be happening here is it's an orderly queue, you shuffle forward, you know, and if you got to the end of the day and you never get your chance, maybe you get to keep your place in line if you come back tomorrow. And I think that's what everybody's looking for here.
Thank you for that idea. We've got some COVID numbers through us. I'm going to say farewell, Ryan, but thank you for putting your brain to this, and hopefully some of the frustrations are eased in the future. Cheers.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Ryan Dogood, a Kiwi software and product leader, with some thoughts on how they might further improve the MIQ system.